Hello and welcome to GuardCast, a podcast that offers insight to soldiers and civilians from subject matter experts across the board. I'm your host, Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith, and thank you for tuning in. Guardsmen, military personnel, it doesn't matter the branch, we're all called to serve. Our missions will vary, but the basis of the outcomes are all the same. Service. Each episode of GuardCast will discuss and explore a variety of topics, from why the Guard to what is the State Guard, organizational structure, opportunities, missions, etc. But before all that, I thought it's important to share my story and hear how I ended up enlisting in the South Carolina State Guard. My name is Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith, and I'm the Public Affairs NCOIC for the 3rd Battalion of the South Carolina State Guard. I own and operate a media production company in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, called Persimmon Lane Studios, and we specialize in creating audio and video content. I've always found myself in the service of others. After graduating from Frostburg State University and Kent State University with a bachelor's and master's in vocal music education, I began teaching middle school music and directing choir for 6 years and high school for 3 years. I also led worship music for 3 years and established a Christian music record label for over 5 solid years. So, what does any of this have to do with the military? Well, like I said, I've always found myself in the service of others. No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try to focus on just myself, it never turns out that way. I always end up serving someone else. And yeah, there's a bunch of little odd and end jobs scattered in between. And for a few of them, when I was trying to focus too much on me, I was really unhappy. Let's go back to high school. 9/11 happened. That had a profound impact. As a high schooler, I was scared, obviously. I didn't really understand what was going on. I mean, what high schooler really watches the news? So, you know, 11th grade rolls around, 12th grade rolls around. Of course, the paperwork comes in, you know, for the selected service and filling that out. I'm sweating bullets. Well, once I graduated from high school and went to my freshman year at undergrad at Frostburg, I don't know, something stirred in me. I found myself looking more and more into the military. Even though it scared me at the time, I was curious about it, but you know, there's so much back and forth in your mind, especially when you're a teenager. Well, anyway, long story short, I ended up contacting a recruiter and basically I wanted in. Well, that didn't just randomly happen. In high school, I was a singer. All of my friends were, and we did this thing called solo ensemble. Well, this one year, I think I was a senior, we walked in and it was my group's turn and we performed and then it was my turn and I sang, you know, each of us, we all sang solos. Well, the adjudicator, we walked in and there was this soldier in dress blues sitting behind the desk and, you know, my buddies and I, we all looked at each other and we're like, wow, that looks awesome. And then we start singing. And afterward, you know, he judges us and comes up and then does a workshop with us. And then he starts to sing. And I'm sitting there looking at this soldier who is singing. I've got a Marine standing in front of me who's singing. That was incredibly impactful. So I said, if I ever get the chance, that's what I want to do. That's incredible. So back to undergrad, contact recruiter. And I explained, you know, look, for MOS, I'm interested in becoming a musician in the Marine Corps. And he said, well, you understand that, you know, you'll have to be a rifleman. I said, absolutely. Yes, sir. And so we start talking. And part of the conversation was I actually had a pretty bad knee injury that I had slowly just made worse and worse over the course of high school. I beat it up, you know, when I was a teenager. And I never, for whatever reason, didn't do anything to fix it. Well, I divulged that information and he said, look, I'll level with you. if your knee is as bad as you say it is, and it was, it truly was, he said, you're going to go in and you're going to get hurt. Then you're going to get recycled through, and then you're going to get hurt again, and then you're going to get discharged. So you're going to take the spot of somebody else when you know you have an injury. He said, it's up to you, but realistically, how do you want to move forward? So I thought about it for a while, and I thought that would be pretty selfish of me, knowing that there's most likely I was going to get injured. So I backed away, and I focused on my education. Fast forward into my late 20s, I'm teaching high school, and I become very close with the ROTC program, as well as their commanders. And there was a retired colonel from the Air Force. We quickly became friends. She was a musician, so we had a lot to talk about. You know, we spoke a lot on the military, her background, her experience. It was wonderful. Well, I was becoming incredibly agitated with the school system at large, being a teacher, and I needed a change. So she brought up the Air Force. I had never considered the Air Force because, frankly, I'm a little scared of flying. But I heard her out. Meanwhile, my son was in the process of baking in the oven. So he's born, brand new baby boy. I'm in my late 20s. And then her and I were having a conversation, and she said, by the way, I made a phone call. Okay. So we start talking, and I have an opportunity with the Air Force. Interesting. I was honored. I was flattered that, you know, she thought that highly of me and was willing to put her neck out and make some phone calls for me. But I couldn't bear the thought of leaving my family. You know, my daughter was only two. My son had just been born. I couldn't do that. I know that there are a lot of people that make that sacrifice. I wasn't willing to make that sacrifice away from my family. So after moving to South Carolina, I still felt this emptiness, that something was missing. And I was upset that I had never served. Now, yeah, I had people say along the way, oh, you served it in different ways. You were a teacher. You worked in the church. I get that. But it's not the same. And as many of you who are listening, you know what I'm talking about. You know that emptiness. You understand that hard thing to describe. And if you have a really good way to describe it, I'd love to hear about it, because I have yet to be able to really, truly articulate those emotions outside of just this emptiness, this longing. So I was having a conversation again with the colonel and her husband, whom is also a retired colonel. And we were still talking military. I mean, this is a few years later. And her husband said, well, have you ever thought about the Guard? And specifically, he said the State Guard, but my brain did not pick up on that. And I said, well, no, I haven't actually. I said, I don't really know all that much about the National Guard. And he said, did I say the National Guard? And I stopped and I thought about it. I said, no, sir. He said, I said the State Guard. He said, what I want you to do is to get online and look up South Carolina State Guard, State Defense Force, you know, because some states call them different things. I said, okay. I still had no idea really what he was talking about. But I did. I looked it up, and South Carolina does in fact have one. And I did a little research, and I made some phone calls. Then I'm talking to a recruiter, learning more about the branch, and fast forward a few months, I'm enlisting. And it's been wonderful. Every element has been great. Yeah, there's been ups and downs, but I'm sorry, I don't care what you do in life. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be things that you don't like and things that you do like. That's just how it works. You know, the military was not a new thing for me. I mean, I had military bases all around me when I was growing up. I mean, we weren't that far from DC, but still, it's the change from being a civilian with a civilian's understanding of what the military is from the first time you put those boots on, the first time you stand at attention and you mess it up because you really don't know what you're doing yet, to your first salute. the first time you get grilled over something silly, but they do it because that's the point. And I love those moments. Were they great when they happened? Well, yeah. Not when I was getting grilled. But I look back and I'm glad that those things happened. And the rest is history. You know, as all of us, we could sit for hours and talk. But that's for another episode, maybe. The State Guard allows me to still be me, a civilian, during my daily life. The mission of the State Guard is to respond, to protect people and property, and to help communities recover from natural or man-made disasters. We act in accordance with the National Guard, state, county, and municipal agencies. So the South Carolina State Guard was one of the best things that could have happened to me in my life situation. I get to be a soldier every single day. But I also get to be a father. I get to be a husband. I get to be a business owner. I get to wake up, take my kids to school, come home, have a cup of coffee, and then divide my day up. But it's the freedom that we have to make those choices. So here I am in my 30s with opportunities that I was never able to move on in my teens and 20s. And now I'm able. I can still be me during the day. But when the call comes and I can go, I go. If you're not in a State Guard or State Defense Force, and they're the same thing, they're just titled differently, I do encourage you to check out your state and see if you have one. And whether you're prior service or not, we're all the same. We're volunteers serving our communities, serving our state, and making a difference. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next episode. This is Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith, out.